This episode of Depicting the Invisible deals with veterans and suicide. If you or someone you know needs help, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Veterans and service members in crisis can also be connected to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. There's a crisis text line as well at 741-741. The crisis lines are free, always available, and confidential. Additional resources can be found at Depicting the Invisible in WCBE's podcast experience at wcbe.org.
Welcome to the Depicting the Invisible podcast. I am Susan J. Barron. I'm a contemporary artist, and my body of work, Depicting the Invisible, is a portrait series of veterans suffering from PTSD. This work is in direct response to the 22 veterans who commit suicide every day in this country. This portrait series is currently on exhibition at the Hunter Museum of American Art and the National Veterans Memorial and Museum. In each podcast, we focus on one of the works from the Depicting the Invisible portrait series, and we do a deeper dive into some of the issues raised by these veteran stories. Now, one of the things that's really interesting to me about doing a podcast about art is visualizing the work for the listening audience. However, there is a link to see the art discussed today where you signed into the podcast. So today, we're going to focus on the portrait of Sergeant Brian Torres. But before I do that, I want to introduce my guest, Stephen Bradford. Stephen understands the epidemic of PTSD and suicide, and he has turned his experiences towards helping other veterans. And I'm very happy to have him here today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Bradford. I'm a U.S. Army veteran, two combat tours during the Gulf War.
Thank you so much for being here. Depicting the Invisible is all about shining a light on the epidemic of PTSD and suicide. And I thought that Brian's portrait would be particularly poignant for us to discuss today. It's a 72-inch by 72-inch mixed-media work on canvas. It's composed of photographic imagery, paint, and text. In it, Brian is seated. The chair is rather beat-up-looking and has patterned cushions, and the rattan detail on the left arm facing the camera has a very curvilinear pattern echoing the curvilinear shapes of the background of the portrait. The background is painted out of any time and place reference, and the number 22 looms large as it bleeds off the borders of the canvas. Brian's face is framed by the two arches of the two twos. The chair is placed sideways to the camera, and Brian leans over the left arm with his hands loosely clasped. He's wearing camo shorts, military sunglasses pushed up on his head that catch the reflection of my lights. He's slightly slumped forward, and there is a sadness to his eyes, which make direct contact with the viewer. Brian was deployed in Iraq. This is his story. We had a captain who got killed. He said to us, "Don't worry, everyone's coming home." He was killed by another captain. Another guy shot two sergeants. One gunner shot himself in the mouth with a machine gun. I've been out 10 years and I can't go a month without another guy killing themselves. Even this past weekend, someone killed himself. His wife died and left him with a young baby. He had really bad PTSD and he killed himself. A guy I know got dressed up in his dress blues and drove out about 13 miles. And then he called into dispatch to tell them where they could find his body. Then he shot himself. My friend, he had his kids over on Father's Day. He said, "Save the rest of the Chinese food for lunch tomorrow." Then he went in the bathroom and shot himself. Guys with real bad PTSD, it's rough. 22 veterans commit suicide every day. 22 is too many. Hell, one is too many. So, Stephen, I would just ask you, I wonder if you could just share your response to this artwork.
While you're reading that, you're giving me goosebumps and chills all over my body. So, first of all, I want to say by being in the military, going to combat, you do things that no human being should ever do. You have to take lives. You get shot. You get blown up. And it's these, you have these nightmares, these intrusive thoughts that keep haunting you. I personally committed suicide 3 times. 2 times I had to be resuscitated by EMS. When you read that, I literally, it goes straight to my heart. But it is real, and it's things that we have to deal with, and we look for answers on how to continue life after seeing things and doing things that we're not meant to do.
Yeah, that's really well said. I wonder if we could maybe go back a little bit, and first of all, I want to thank you for your service. Where were you deployed?
I was deployed to Southwest Asia during the Gulf War. I ranged from Iraq to basically all over the Persian Gulf, Southwest Asia, Saudi Arabia.
When do you think, do you remember when you started having the experience of PTSD?
It's kind of weird because I didn't really know that I had PTSD. I came back to the United States and there was something wrong with the rest of the world. And it was like a hard pill to swallow to realize that it was me that was broken. You know, it cost me a marriage, my family. I battled with addiction, suicide. And I thought I was the only one that had dealt with this. But now in life, I've learned that there are a lot of veterans that feel this way and have these problems. So I'm not alone, and they're not alone.
That's right. You know, one of the reasons that I wanted to do this body of work was to bring awareness, to shine a light on this epidemic. And I think it's just so important that we can talk about it and destigmatize it and shine a light on it so we can make it easy for people to get the help that they deserve. What was going through your mind when you were contemplating suicide? Why did that seem like a good alternative?
Religion aside, what I did is I begged God to stop the nightmares, to stop the images, to stop the flashbacks. And I begged for forgiveness for taking my own life. And as I was fading out, I heard a deep guttural laughing like Satan was going, "Hey, I'm going to get your soul for all of eternity." That's kind of what was going through my head. So I knew I was going to hell if for killing myself. But I was in hell from the images and everything I couldn't stop. I literally could not stop it.
Yeah.
The nightmares. So, yeah.
So who found you and resuscitated you?
I was dating some lady, and this was the first time I actually went to her house. And she went to the store for something. Yeah, so we were, I'm sure that was surprising to her, but she actually was pounding on my chest. I don't think she was properly trained, but I actually came back and I lived to tell about it. So
wow. Yeah. Wow. So what I think is like so incredibly admirable, and, you know, that you walk with such grace in the face of trauma, is that you turned to music and then you turned towards helping other veterans. I wonder if you could tell me how you found music.
Music was something that I used to love before the military. And when I came back, I had just completely forgotten about it. It wasn't important. And then I was isolated in my home for like 4 years and I didn't leave. And I finally got some help and they started me with one appointment, which...
When you say they, you mean the VA?
The VA, yes. Mm-hmm. So I went to the VA hospital. I had a chair fitness class, and it exposed me to a board where they had opportunities, and one of them was Guitars for Vets. And I signed up for that. I did 12 weeks of lessons. They gave me a guitar, and it kind of sparked this fire. It started reconnecting my neural pathways. My heart started beating again. I formed a band with a guy, and we played music, and it was the best thing ever since sliced cheese at that point.
I love that. I love that.
So
how did you go from taking this class to actually teaching? How did that transition work?
So I work pretty closely with the Phoenix and the Prescott VA, and they have an inpatient substance abuse program, which is really awesome. And I heard rumor there was a guy in there that wanted a guitar. So I asked on Facebook, hey, does anyone have a guitar that I can donate to a veteran? And a friend from high school bought him a brand new guitar. So that's kind of how Instruments for Success started. I seek out the worst of the worst, the guys that are addicted, suicidal, PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and I find out if they like music, and it really does heal. I've worked with a lot of doctors at ASU and music therapists, and it really, there's actual proof that they show brain scans of music actually healing your brain. So, and then I found out that was the best medication for me because it made me feel better to help people that are coming back kind of feeling lost like I was. I actually have been there, done that. You get a lot of counselors that have no clue what you're talking about.
Right.
But I get it. And I'm like, yeah, I understand. And sometimes that's all a veteran needs is to know they're just not alone. You know, that's the main thing.
Yeah, I agree. When I was doing this painting of Brian, I kept on hearing the anguish in his voice, that it just keeps happening over and over and over. And, you know, we have to find a way to stop it. And if music can be a path to healing, I just think that that's just such a beautiful thing. What do you think the importance is of having artworks like this in museums that veterans can go and see and hear these stories, that they can recognize themselves in this art?
Again, I re-stress the point, the fact that you're not alone in this journey, it isolates you so much that you're like, these thoughts in my head, they can't be right. There's something wrong with me. That, like, I was a menace to society. That's why I didn't leave my home. I'm like, I did things that are ungodly, no human should ever have to do that. And I just needed to kind of know that, hey, there is help. You're not alone. And it's not necessarily psychiatric help, maybe distractionary help, like the music. You're not thinking about killing people or getting shot. I also enjoy fly fishing. That's another activity that helps me get away from the intrusive thoughts, you know?
Right, right. We have a really special treat here today, which I'm very excited about. You brought some members of the Stephen Bradford Band, and you are actually going to play here today at the Scottsdale Music Company Sound Studios here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And Jeff is our producer today, and he's just doing an amazing job. And thank you so much for having us. Stephen, would you like to introduce the band?
Yes. First of all, we have Miss Karen Lopez. She's a very talented songwriter, guitarist, vocalist. She actually prepared a couple of original songs for this event. And
can't wait.
Yeah.
And she's also a veteran, a Marine veteran.
U.S. Marine veteran, yes, ma'am.
All right.
She's out there flexing as we look at her. And we also have Mr. Dane Hill, who I'm very proud to say he was one of my first guys in my program. He has been playing drums in Cajon for we play so many gigs for other nonprofits, for the VA. And I'm super proud to know Dane, super great guy, a U.S. Army vet as well.
Awesome. Well, I am so thrilled to have you all here. I'm going to step out of the booth, and I'm going to let you guys do your thing.
Thank you very much.
It's a song that came to me when I started my healing journey, and about the same time I lost a brother-in-law, and he hiked a lot. And, you know, people looked at me I got the impression that they thought I was just wandering along. I'm not, though, because a healing journey is about the journey. And I think that when we take every step just a day at a time, you know, it might look to others sometimes like we're wandering, but we're getting there. And it's the journey we're working and learning to enjoy now. It's called wandering. Wandering.
don't see me, but I see you. Care for the love and see only truth. Scared and hiding, but drawn to the dark. Reaching new heights, trying to fill that spark. They think you're wandering, but you're not lost. Finding all that you seek, searching all your waking hours. You're wandering, but you're not lost. Ever so gently you wander through that raging machine and its motley crew, turning and tossing with each changing tide. Seek to remember with eyes open wide. They think you're wandering, but you're not lost. Finding all that you seek, searching all your waking hours. You're wandering, but you're not lost.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Really, really nice. And you have another piece that you've written that you're going to share with us now. Tell me about that.
Again, this is just about my healing journey. And to me, not just making the music, but also putting my words out there, using my voice and sending a message, mostly for myself, but anybody else that wants that message too. So this is just about keeping on walking. Don't ever give up. This is another way to say don't ever give up.
Yeah, it's a powerful message. And what's the name of this song?
This is called Walk On. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do the interlude on this one? Oh, yeah, this is the one you were started off with that. Let's go through it. You start this one. Thank you.
challenge when we face a tiny bully or any disgrace. To rise above, we gotta turn the other cheek and walk alone on our own two feet. You gotta walk on, walk alone. Tomorrow is a new day, so take take the time to pray. I'm thankful for the birds and the bees. Gratefully I should be on my knees and learn to walk on, walk along, walk on.
Thank you so much, Stephen Bradford and the Stephen Bradford Band, for being here today. You've shared a really important message. Music heals. My hope is that veterans out there who are suffering in isolation can reach out and know that they are not alone. Jeff and Scottsdale Music Company are making a special offer today. If you're a vet and you want to come and record, they're going to give you a free hour. Find the links where you signed up for this podcast. Thanks for being here. Thank you out there for tuning in to the Depicting the Invisible podcast. And this is Susan Barron. I look forward to seeing you next time.